The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt, and once again, I'm on the line with a guy called James who's down at State Cinemas. He's full of knowledge about all the local entertainment at State Cinemas, which makes him a good person to talk to. James, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's always a pleasure and never a chore. Loads to talk about today. Let's get on with it.
All right. Okay, so where do you want to start?
I want to start with a quandary. A slight, maybe a peek behind the curtain as to what we do here. And what we're doing, Matt, we're not reviewing films. I am not telling the good listeners what I think of films. Every film that we are talking about, I want to make sure that the community out there that might be interested in that film will know about it and go to that film, right? So these aren't necessarily my opinions.
Sure.
Which is fine most of the time. But today I am hurtling headlong into a problem, because today marks the release of the final Jackass film.
Oh.
Jackass : Best and Last.
Ooh.
Now, all power to anybody that wants to watch Jackass. All taste is valid, right? And those who want to watch Jackass know exactly what they're getting in for. But I had to screen test this morning. We put a random piece of the film. I generally go for an hour in,
right?
Because the film's going then.
Yeah.
And you sit there, you watch it, make sure the volume's not too loud, you wait for a loud bit, and then you wait for a talky bit, and you make sure that the talky bit can be heard without straining and that the loud bits don't explode anyone's ears.
Makes sense, yes.
And to make sure that it's being projected correctly in the correct ratio and all is above board. So in doing that, I have to watch random pieces of films. And I have to watch grown men doing all sorts of horrible things in Jackass. I can't tell anyone that this film is any good. It's just silly and vulgar and awful and dangerous and toxic masculinity and all of those things. So there you go, a peek behind the curtain. I am not doing my job properly because Jackass looks ridiculous and awful. But if you out there listening to this likes Jackass, come and see it by all means, as long as you're above 16, because it is an R16. Frankly, I think it should be an R30 or an R45, because there's some things in this film which are frankly unpleasant. So bring your ID. And it's rated R16 for nudity and offensive language. It should be rated it for facile humour, nudity, offensive language, toilet humour, awful things. This is reputed to be the last Jackass film. I suspect that if it continues to make money, it will be the second to last or the third to last Jackass film. They'll make more. Silly men doing silly, dangerous things. Jackass, Best of Last, R16, playing multiple times a day. Genuinely no judgment. Come on in and watch it. It's going to be fun. And if it brings a little light into your life, that's great. Just don't make me watch it again.
Wow, James, this is a new you.
It was horrible. What can I say? Where do you stand on Jackass?
I found it mildly amusing for a while when it first came out. I did kind of tire of it fairly quickly. And look, I know the boys have been through a heap of substance issues and various things. Their stories are interesting to listen to, but yeah, I get where you're coming from, James. I really do. I'll see you there.
Yeah, exactly. Front row.
Okay, it's the best and last. It's one last ride, apparently. But as James says, if the checks are flowing in, we'll see about that one. You can watch the trailer on the State Cinema's website. All right, we're going to leave the trauma of Jackass Best and Last behind, screening multiple times a day. R16, bring your ID. Where do we go next?
Let's go from that debacle. We're going to go to a film called Lollipop. The Lollipop played as part of the British and Irish Film Festival last year. It's very Ken Loachy, kind of gritty, working class English. It is directed by Daisy May Hudson, drawing on her own life experience of homelessness and being in the system in the UK. So Lollipop is firmly in that Ken Loach tradition. A single mother is released from prison. She's reunited with her kids. While away, her mother has given up the children. Her mother, who struggles with mental health issues, has given up the children to social services. So the film follows the lead character, beautifully played by Posy Sterling, as she tries to negotiate her way through the system, which, while it's called a care system, seems to do very little caring and a lot of judging and a lot of putting roadblocks in the way of happiness and family. As I said, even the trailer made me want to get out of here, run home, and just give my two little girls a big snuggle and tell them it's going to be all right. The reviews all do a sense of hope and an uplift, because there was very little of that to be seen. However, this is a powerful, angry indictment of a broken system, and it's an important story.
Well, telling it like it is. This is why we talk to you, James.
I would like to say that Lollipop looks to be a genuinely moving and important film. The reviews are all 5 stars. It's also rated M for offensive language, but it is playing multiple times a day.
Again, you can check out the trailer on statescinemas.co.nz. So, if you've just joined us, I'm Matt from Fresh FM talking to James down at State Cinemas. Where do you want to go next?
How about that? You join me in 18th century Venice, where a 20-year-old violin virtuoso, Cecilia, lives at the Pietà orphanage, where, despite her talent, she remains confined, knowing that marriage is the only way out. Yet, her life takes a turn after she meets Antonio Vivaldi, a brilliant and ambitious composer who becomes a new violin teacher, her new violin teacher. Guided by Vivaldi and his music, Cecilia finds the strength to challenge a destiny that once seemed inevitable. So Primavera is the life story of Vivaldi. Last year marked the 300th anniversary of Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and this film is the greatest hits of Vivaldi. It's got the Four Seasons, it's got Magnificat, it's got Gloria. It's very respectful. The music is, of course, sumptuous and beautiful. It looks gorgeous. It's visually as sumptuous and beautiful as the audio is. So behind the scenes, behind the music of Vivaldi, like an untold story. So this is neither Jackass nor Lollipop, right? It's a much more measured, it's much more stately, it's a very respectful telling of the Vivaldi story. You will leave moved, unlike, I would posit, the previous two films that we talked about. It's in Italian with English subtitles. It's rated M for offensive language. It's playing... These are previews, so it's playing only Friday, July the 3rd at 1 p.m, Saturday, July the 4th at 6:10 p.m, and Sunday, July the 5th at 1 p.m, with a general release following.
Okay, get in and see it before, anyone else. You can be on the cutting edge of Primavera, is that how you pronounce it? How did you pronounce it?
That's how I pronounce it. Whether that's how one is supposed to pronounce it is a whole other matter.
Yeah, all right. Maybe there should be a bit more flair in the pronunciation, but I'm not even going to attempt that. Primavera. We're going to say Primavera. Do check it out on the website. This is At The Flicks. I'm Matt. I'm talking to James down at State Cinemas. He's doing a fantabulous job this morning or this afternoon, depending when you're listening, of taking us through the latest releases and the offerings down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. James, you're so full of surprises. What's up next?
That is all the new releases we have this week. But I would like to draw our listeners' attention to the fact that the Italian Film Festival brochures are still available. Tickets are available online, and that runs the 25th of July to the 16th of August. It's going to be great fun. Do come along and see that. That happens immediately after the school holidays, and the school holidays are packed with fabulous family-friendly content from Moana to the Minions and some films not beginning with M. For example, Toy Story 5. And for the school holidays, we have launched our new family pass as the police go past, because frankly, the family pass is that good that it should be illegal, right? So the family pass is 4 tickets, 2 of whom must be children, 4 tickets for $50. And if you have more than 4 kids, just give us a call and we'll sort you out with some extra tickets, but you'll have to pay for it at a very good rate.
Yeah.
And so we really believe that the cinema is a profound experience for all ages, and that, you know, I'm a part of a 4-person family with 2 young children, mm-hmm. and I know that children are expensive, and to bring your family to the cinema certainly used to be a pretty expensive operation.
Yeah.
But I firmly believe that for $50, 2 children minimum, and we say 2 children minimum just because that means it can be seniors coming, it can be 4 children coming. So $50, 4 children is still cheaper than 4 children's party. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
It was the most straightforward way of, because that's how math works, Matt. It's a fabulous, like, honestly, this is a bit of a passion project of mine. So take advantage of it. Bring your family, and family can mean friends. Family can mean your grandparents and your siblings. It can mean anything. 4 tickets minimum, 2 children.
Yep.
But any combination thereafter. Come along and spend some quality time here. We're trying to get the next generation hooked. You know, here at State Cinemas, we have a lot of older people that come to the cinema, but we're just trying to replenish the ranks, you know?
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. And look, those first movies you go to, they make memories. They really do. As a parent and as the kid going to your first film, I think it's something you're probably just about always going to remember. Mine was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. There you go.
There we go. I was just about to love you. And did the Chance Snatcher, does the Chance Snatcher still haunt your memories?
Hell yes. That was terrifying. Terrifying. But anyway, yeah, that traumatized
me. We've talked about this before, right?
We talked about
the children should, children are not, it's not just Fluffy Bunnies and tra-la-la. You know, Roald Dahl was the scriptwriter behind Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Uh-huh. And his darkness really comes through, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And my first cinematic experiences at the St. Austell Cinema, no longer with us, in Cornwall, were People with a View to a Kill.
What?
The Bond film.
Wow.
I don't think it's frankly negligent. And The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
Oh, wow.
Which blew my mind as a child. I can only imagine the drive from St. Austell to Foy, which would have been about 40 minutes along Cornish country roads.
Yes.
With the 5 of us in the car, my dad chuffing away on his ciggy, no seatbelt involved. Different times, people.
Yeah.
Must have been with a very brain-fried young James Brewer in the backseat, thinking, what the heck just happened? Because Baron Munchausen is a bonkers film.
It is. It is. As twisted as. Oh. That explains many things, James. That explains many things.
Doesn't it, Jeff?
Yeah.
Right. Back to our jobs, Matt.
Yes,
the final film that I would like to tell you about is the latest art on exhibition on screen offering we have for you, which is about the life and art of the magnificent Frida Kahlo. So Frida Kahlo, Mexican artist, probably the most beloved female artist in the world. This let the life into her career. She was punkish, right? She was rebellious. She was extreme. An incredible life. A lifelong relationship with Diego Rivera, the Mexican political artist. And Leon Trotsky makes an appearance. Really fabulous art and an incredible life. She had a polio or a disability. Forgive me, I don't know. She lived in great pain, but lived life very much to the fullest. This is an extended encore with exclusive new material. So it has been shown before, but this is an updated version of the film. That's exhibition on screen about Frida Kahlo. That's exempt from classification because it's a documentary. Now, this is playing Sunday, July the 26th. So we're a bit ahead of time here.
Yep.
And Tuesday, July the 28th. But it is screening at the Souter Art Gallery. So please, please, please bear that in mind when you buy your thousands of tickets for this film.
Okay. I don't know much about the artist, so I can't really contribute pretty much here, but they are quality films that these guys put out. And yeah, the cinema down at the Suter, if you haven't been there for 50 years, it's quite a different experience nowadays. Well worth checking out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
So one final thing has just occurred to me, Matt.
Yes.
You know, over the last few weeks, we've been talking about Backrooms and the rise of the kind of independent and alternative horror films that have been making a huge, cutting swathes through traditional Hollywood cinema.
Mm.
So we're still playing Backrooms, and indeed a new edition has just hit the screens today, Thursday the 2nd of July 2026.
Yes.
So this is Backrooms Catalog Everything's Go edition, and it contains a 16-minute post-credit sequence.
Ooh.
So if you have seen and loved Backrooms, come again. And if you're coming for the first time, do stay for that 16-minute post-credit sequence. Backrooms has been, frankly, a phenomena, and this will only add to the legend, if indeed legend and phenomena is not mixing metaphors. That, by the by, it's an M for violence and offensive languages. Offensive languages? That's not suggesting that certain languages are offensive. We embrace all languages. Swahili, whatever, right?
Yes.
That's violence and offensive language. Do stay to the end. It's the new 15-minute will rock your world. That backroom: everything must go.
Okay. And yeah, Kane Parsons, he's hit upon something pretty good with this. So yeah, get in and check it out. I still haven't been, so I think it's great that this one's come out. I've watched a lot of it on YouTube, and it's kind of weird. So yeah, I'm interested. I'm interested to see Backrooms: Everything Must Go edition. And it's often worth staying past the trailers. You get, especially if it's a Marvel, you know you're going to end up with some little tidbit at the end. But thanks for the warning on this one, James.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Backrooms is a very weird film. The sort of film, perhaps, that, you know, 40 years ago, Mr. and Mrs. Brewer might have taken their impressionable young son to and disturbed him for life.
Quite possibly, by the sound of it. Brilliant. James, this has been great. It's been another At the Flicks, catching up with what's happening down at State Cinemas. Now, you are away, you said, for a week. What are we going to do next week?
I shall be on holiday, but I'm never too busy to talk to you, Matt. Oh. So I shall talk to you when I'm taking the family down to Hanmer. So I will be recording next week's edition of At the Flicks with Matt and James from the hot pools in Hamburg. That should be fun.
It will be. I was there maybe a month ago. The weather was starting to cool off and we spent hours at the complex there. Well worth it. And yeah, I'll look forward to you. You'll be sounding very relaxed, very, you know, on holiday. We will, James, talk to you at the same time next week. Thanks once again to you and the team down at State Cinemas for entertaining the top of the South.
And thank you, Matt. You take care of yourself. See you next time. Happy Flicks.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.